music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they advocate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
And we're back now, folks. Want to take a couple of more calls for our guest, Pat Shannon, and I want to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. You're on the program again.
Hello, Mr. Shannon. I wondered if you'd ever compared the lives of Kathy O'Brien with Patsy Ramsey, the mother of JonBenet Ramsey. To me, they were very similar, very similar. Did you ever compare them?
Well, not necessarily comparing one to another, but I certainly am familiar with the Ramsey case. And, you know, Patsy was always my number one suspect because of that that letter that was left. Also, John Ramsey was seen at Boys Town with one of the other, the Omaha Jillionaire. What's his name, Rick?
I have no idea right now.
Yeah. Anyhow, Boys Town, of course, being the source of George Bush's visits to Washington D.C. to the White House, but I don't know about John Ramsey. He's written some great cover up stuff, but I always thought that letter that was left at the scene.
I don't think she realized her handwriting was hers. I don't think she knew what she was doing. John Ramsey was seen at their summer houses in Muskegon, where that pedophile ring was. Also, he was seen on the ferry on that island in northern Michigan. It was like a Bohemian Grove North. There's so many things. She was a beauty queen. She was familiar with Senator Byrd. I mean, there are just so many similarities. It's just amazing to me. I don't know how nobody else has seen that.
Sounds to me like you've read Transformation of America.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, the Ramsey case certainly does reek of all kinds of mind control, and I believe Patsy was a victim, and I believe she wrote that letter, but she never knew she wrote it.
No.
All right.
I think if you find her handlers, you'll find who killed JonBenet. It's as simple as that.
Probably so. All right. Thank you very much, Linda. We appreciate it. How about the next call here? I believe it's Chance in West Virginia. Come on up, Chance.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. I think, Mr. Shannon, you're thinking of Warren Buffett?
Yes. Yeah, right. Buffett was up to his ears in that whole thing also.
And as for that witness in Fort Marcy Park, Mr. Adams, I think that was Patrick Knowlton?
That's right, Pat Knowlton. I met him more than once at some of those hearings later. He was just an all-around good guy. They got caught in a trap.
Is he still alive, or did they kill him yet?
No, I think he survived. I talked to John Clark last year and once this year on a different case, and I'm sure he would have told me if Patrick Knowlton had been killed.
Yeah, because, a lot of witnesses wind up backing up into daggers 40 times, you know?
Yeah. I don't think Knowlton is a threat to them anymore. I don't believe they need to kill him.
Mr. Shannon, if I may read one small paragraph from your book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, it's one of my favorite sayings. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah, please do. I love the publicity.
All right, this is for the benefit of all the listeners. I find this amazing. This is great. It's in your foreword. This is a nation of jet-propelled, air-conditioned, beer-swilling, hamburger-eating slaves who are abused, confused, defused, diseased, divided, and conquered, as well as aborted, indoctrinated, intimidated, regulated, illuminated as an aluminum, alienated, chlorinated, fluoridated, intoxicated, interrogated, incarcerated, hallucinated, vaccinated, mercuriated, and decimated.
Yeah, that's what
all right.
I mentioned that to so many people. I get a, and you know what? The sad part is, it's the truth.
And yeah. Now we can add the word irradiated as well. All right. Thank you very much, Chance, for that. And by the way, before we go on to the next call, don't forget the website where Pat Shannon has put so many of his works up is www.inaworldreport.com. I-N-I, worldreport.com. All right. And I want to take Michael in New York now. Hello, Rick, Michael.
Rick and Rob, everything they ever told me was a lie can be found there.
Yes, all the books. Come on up, Mike.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Thank you, sir, and great guest. Hello, great
thank
guest.
Good to hear you.
And thank you. Always great to hear you, sir. I think that forward, that's the first I heard of it, and it's perfect. The only one thing maybe left out of all that perfect description of where we are is bullshinated and treated like mushroom.
Oh, my.
Now, I just want to mention with the Korean War, when you guys touched upon that, I just want to make everybody recall that prior to that, after during World War II, we were protecting China from the Japanese, and the nationalist Chiang Kai-shek was our ally. Immediately after World War II, we, again, really the Rockefeller Rothschild cabal, that created the United Nations. They yes. immediately backstabbed Chiang Kai-shek. He hightails it to Formosa, now Taiwan, and they built up Mao Zedong pile, the commie. And then we go to war again against him. So everybody has to just understand this is what we're dealing with here, and that's why it's perpetual war all the time with these dirtbags.
Yes.
And the United Nations is not our friend. And last, I'd just like to say real quick, I believe it was this Thursday, where the United Nations at Geneva made the announcement that the world must ditch austerity and economic neoliberalism, whatever that means, and undertake, in their dictionary, and undertake a global New Deal, shades of Rosenfeld, FDR Rosenfeld, to rebalance the global economy and achieve prosperity for all, because they really care, man. And so here we have it, guys, the one world government and world currency is knocking on the door.
You got it, Michael. Perfect summation. Thank you for your call. Yeah, he's got the nail on the head. Yes, you as well. Well, you know, out of World War II, in the middle of it, as you know, that was in 1944, came the Bretton Woods Agreement, that secret meeting by all of these Bolshevik communist sons of Judaism in the Roosevelt Treasury Department. And they had proposed this this whole idea of a one world currency, but we had to start the first step, you know, the stepping stone up the ladder. So, you know, we had the International Lending Associations, the World Bank, the IMF. All of this is an outgrowth of that war. So you could see the handwriting on the wall is America has to be taken down, and the nations of the world have to be brought up to a point where they could converge. That's what the stated objective of these people has always been. So it's no wonder they hate America first. And while Trump says America first, yes, but America first in what? In imperialism, in terrorism, in warism. That's what we are doing right now with Venezuela, with North Korea, with Syria, arming the so-called ISIS guerrillas, and also with Iran. Again, it's, you know, Pat, it's the PNAC document come to fruition. And as you pointed out at the very beginning of this show, Mr. Netanyahu was most elated. You could see the big wafy smile, the horns protruding from his head, and the beak nose in quite a joyous moment, you say, but alas, they shall not succeed in the end. So, anyway, that's I think that's do we have another caller? We do. We have, oh, I'm sorry, we have Charlie in Florida. I didn't want to overlook him. Come on up, Charlie.
How you doing there?
Good, sir.
Yeah, your last caller was talking about the betrayal of Chiang Kai-shek and putting in the Korean War. That was all phony. You know, the Assistant Secretary of Defense was Anna Rosenberg, you know, after Truman got rid the head of Department of Defense. It was.
Are you talking about? Forrestal.
Forrestal. Put up on the 13th floor of Bethesda Hospital after his diary came out. You know, they revealed the World War II that Chamberlain was talking to Joe Kennedy. Is recorded in the diary, in the Forrestal diary, that and he says the Jews and the munitions manufacturers are driving us into war. And I was telling that on the Trump phenomenon, and the host there was disputing with me. I said, you know, I didn't get to respond to him about how Lord Halifax was the one, the sneaky one behind that, the so-called appeasement of Germany in 1938 over Czechoslovakia, over Czech and the Slovak Republic, was the plan of one of the Lord Halifax, whose grandmother was Hannah Primrose Rothschild, and to record his biography, Lord Halifax's biography, that he was the one that appointed Churchill after Neville Chamberlain started in May 1940. So he was the one that decided in the place Rothschild. But anyway, Germany was tricked into 1938 in September when the Polish chauvinist inside attacked Germans. 70,000 yeah. Germans had to flee for their lives, and
had the
30,000 were killed.
No, they had the Bromberg massacre at that point, right? Wasn't that 38?
Right, the Bromberg massacre was 2,500 people, Jewish communists, even though this Polish government pretended to be fascist or an anti-communist. They let the Jewish communists into German territory to massacre 2,500 people, German people that were massacred by Polish communist Jews. But, you know, that was Britain and France used that as an excuse for war, and they totally ignored Russia occupying eastern part of Poland. That was no reason for war, just Germany. Yeah. You know, Hitler did it, you know,
the first casualty of war is the truth, as we know.
Right.
War is a racket. War is based on lies. And most of these wars have been lies from beginning to end. And there has been no end to the lies of World War II in particular. So,
Have you ever read
Major Jordan's
diary?
We've mentioned.
Oh, you mentioned it? The heavy water and atomic material set by Roosevelt and his traitors. It wasn't the Rosenberg that sent him, like they were convicted later. Yeah. It was Roosevelt himself and the people around him that sent it through land lease.
Well, they had to have sacrificial lambs, and they were able to sacrifice their own because of the greater good of helping communism spread. Thanks for your call, though. We have to break now. And, Pat, I'm sure you have a nice response to that call from Charles in Florida. Go ahead.
No, I really don't. It's just more history on World War II, which you guys know as much about as I do, if not more. So, but I thought he capsuled it very well.
Well, that's great. All right. Now, in closing, we've talked about some other issues this time. We didn't have time for last time. And anything else you'd like to just remind us of, any upcoming columns or projects that you want us to know about?
Well, my book, Miracle in Atlanta, is being put on as early as next week. It's in the midst of being put on ebook.
pretty soon, so they'll be able to read that on their Kindles. A Miracle in Atlanta is my personal story of beating the U.S. attorney on a conspiracy charge in federal court without a lawyer.
That's quite a story. You and I talked about that privately, and it goes to show you that miracles do happen. We've seen them happen, tragedies, but sometimes these tragedies turn into miracles. And, that's why the USS Liberty attack is something we will revisit again, probably next week. And Dave Gehary has done yeoman work on that project. Hopefully the movie project will finally come to fruition, because out of that evil tragedy of the attack by Israel on America will come more truth that Americans now have to know about their so-called best ally in the Middle East and where they are taking. All right. Hey, it's good having you back again, Pat Shannon, and we love hearing from you. So we'll have you back again. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, thanks very much. I always enjoy rapping with you, Rick.
Thank you. Likewise. Okay, you take care now.
Okay.
Well, it's always enjoyable talking with somebody who knows something and who's been there and done that, and not just a newbie and a newbie to our airwaves. And, I don't belittle them who are, but somebody who's seasoned and who's been around the block, has been in the movement for many, many years, usually has a lot under his belt. So Pat Shannon is one of them, and Dave Gehary and Paul Angel and others, trying to get John Friend on from the American Free Press. And so far, no luck, but we will endeavor to do that. Right now, though, we have Art in Philly back by popular demand with much more that we are going to discuss in the next 40 minutes. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. How's it going today? Sounds like a fantastic show so far.
Well, it has been, and we touched on areas that you talk about, with media controllers and OSS and Mockingbird and Underworld and all of the other operations of the Synagogue of Satan, as we call them. This network that we focus on here, that most people who have no knowledge of history, real history, really are oblivious to, is so important. It's so important to know why we are where we are today and who brought us here. Who took us to this cliff, the very edge of this cliff that is quite a distance down, about a couple of thousand feet. And we're at the very edge of that cliff. And unfortunately, the wheels are still spinning and there are no brakes. So, we have to look at it objectively. We have to look at it honestly and see that, that it all leads to the same people. I mean, what can I say? You want to call them gangsters, Meyer Lansky gangsters, the Adelson gangsters, and on and on. And we call them Cosa Nostra. We call them the Synagogue of Satan, the Kenites, Sons of the Wicked One. Really, who can argue with that? And that's just the reality. So this week in the Congress, we saw what happened with John McCain on the one hand. And, of course, we also see Paul, Senator Paul, on the other hand, basically helping to gut the so-called repeal of Obama. But really, truthfully, there was no repeal, and there can be no repeal of Obama. I mean, and I know that once you begin this avalanche of socialism, the only way you can continue to go is down. So I want to see what you think about Mr. Honest to Goodness in Good Conscience, as he says, Senator John McCain, and his wonderful opposition to this program that would hurt America.
Well, my first question about John McCain is, why hasn't the FBI put him in jail for RICO, for being married to the Bradford Crime Syndicate? So that's the biggest question, is why is he not being prosecuted? Because there's definite evidence there that it is direct ties to the Chicago effort.
Now, yeah, with respect to...
Yeah, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, why aren't they prosecuting this man?
Yeah, well, that's excellent question. There's a lot of cover-up going on, as I think we proved in the last hour with Pat Shannon. And we'll address this and so much more to come. Rick Adams Uncensored. Art is with us now. You jump aboard.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Well, we are back now, ladies and gentlemen, and Art is with us talking a lot of issues, and I can't summarize it enough and really capsulize it enough, Art, except to say that regardless of who is in that Oval Office, we are all marching toward that disastrous event of creating a one-world beast system that will not function, will not work. And that's when Johnny on the spot will come in the end. You know, Satan himself had disguised as Jesus. But his children, you know, in Jerusalem, his children are marching us in that direction, regardless of whose side of the aisle we're on. You know, John McCain, as you point out, is a traitor. He is a lawbreaker. He is a criminal tied to criminal enterprises. And he, too, you know, has evidenced that in the 1980s with the savings and loans debacle. He emerged pretty much scot clear and scot clean. Why? Why? Because he had help. Because we have the mafia, the Cosa Nostra mafia, in Arizona that put him in. And Arizona is one of those states, like, you know, my state, where you have a very heavy presence of mafia influence. And it's evidenced in Gabrielle Giffords, as you know, in the shooting and the killing, I believe, of Judge John Rawl. And he was beginning to negate the things like Obamacare and strike down portions of other acts that Congress and the Obama administration, through official edicts, was imposing on the nation.
He winds up getting shot. Giffords allegedly winds up getting shot in the head, and then she goes to California for neurosurgery. And then she starts doing much better with her speaking and her communication skills. So you could see there have been some very shady things going on in Arizona. She was the first woman, congresswoman, or actually first congressman, of women or men, it didn't matter, female or male, who changed her name. You know, she changed her name, the first Jewish congressman that I know of in the history of the state. So, you know, very interesting to see the ties to NASA, to see the ties to CIA, to see the ties to the Bumpman crime families and the like. So I think that answers your question about John McCain. What is he doing in there? What is he doing in there getting away with the kinds of things he gets away with? You know, the Republican Party is populated with people like John McCain, traitors, renegades, to be sure. Now, that explains it, the Koshanos.
Right, it does. I mean, the example is going to say is Menendez, the U.S. Senator from New Jersey, is being prosecuted, and he probably needs to go. But what one of the things he did on his side is he actually tried to basically break up Microsoft with antitrust. So it looks like he's on the way out, and, you know, somehow McCain gets away scot-free.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Right.
In fact, he's called the revered by Lying Lester on NBC, the beloved Senator John McCain. When I hear Lying Lester and Lying Brian and the rest of them referring to him in such flattering tone, that tells me, yep, just what we all knew, he's deep state Senator McCain, you know, and that goes back to Vietnam as well, and
right,
exactly what he was doing in Vietnam, and, you know, that had come up in previous runs when he was running for president, and, you know, matter of fact, not only John McCain, but look at what Trump has said. You notice the terms that he's using now, the name-calling terms that have nothing to do with anything except they're a distraction. We're not going to go to war. We're not going to have a one-world war. We're going to have a one-world system, but they're not going to bring about one-world war with nuclear weapons. However, he refers to Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man, and didn't George Herbert Walker Bush used similar language when he was debating Al Gore now for president? You remember what he said? He called him what? Ozone Man. You remember?
Ozone Man, yeah, right. Yeah. The guy who invented the internet.
Why? Because he has the same neocon writers, the same Cosa Nostra running the show. That's why.
Right. And one of the things that I was doing with you, and I would certainly be interested to ask a question of Pat Shannon, is when you go back to JFK and you see the single bullet theory, okay, defies the laws of physics. You saw Jacqueline Kennedy running to the back of the car or the trunk to get, she basically said, to get her husband's brain so they could work on it back at the hospital. So how does Lee Harvey Oswald, who shot him supposedly three times in the back, cause his brains to fall out through the back of the car? Either Spector's right, or the law of physics is right. But
yeah,
it can't be true.
Well, Spector, I don't think he or John McCain could be called righteous gentlemen. All right,
right,
good question. Come back in just a few moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back. Yes, Art, you were just making a couple of points at the time of the break, so I'll let you get back to what you were saying about the Spectres and JFK phony investigation. Right.
Well, the point is, you know, Spectre was just, you know, a very little person with very little power. So the question I was going to ask Pat Shannon is, has anybody looked into the role of the deep state in southeastern Pennsylvania? Because it seems to be been here for a long time. It goes back to the St. Valentine's Massacre when Moses Annenberg basically covered for Capone, putting him in the Eastern State Penitentiary and, basically allowing him to go in and out, and he was doing very well there and protected by him. So that indicates to me, even back at that point in time, that the Cosa Nostra was here and really running the show, that they were powerful enough to influence Capone being taken out of the circulation for a year, along with the syndicate through Luciano. So
yes,
and then
I think when we have Pat back on, we'll try to get you on at the same time to ask that question, or at least call in at that time.
Right.
because Shannon has done great work at the Bilderbergers. He's done work in the Trilateral Commission and others. He's listening now. If he can hear it, then he certainly can address it to me, and I will forward it to you as far as his research is concerned. Nevertheless, right. Philadelphia is one of the MOP cities. Now, Boston, Massachusetts, Los Angeles, these are the mainstays of Jewish control in America. That's why you have these movies coming out now. Jeff Bauman. You know, who is the hero now in the wheelchair of the Boston Marathon bombing drill. It's one after another. First it was Wahlberg, I believe, Mark Wahlberg producing it. And now we have this new film that has just debuted, which again features the so-called, victim of the Boston Marathon bombing drill. And the real victims are dead, you know, Ibrahim Tadashev. And, we talk about Tamerlan Zanayev, who purportedly was run over by his own brother, but he had to be killed, and his brother is the survivor. We talk about Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the youngest brother, as the one who could confess that he and his brother were planning other terrorist acts, and they were responsible for the Boston Marathon. What do you have in Boston? You have Bethel Hospital. You have Spalding Institute. You have Harvard University. You have Cambridge. You know, you have the whole entire matrix of Jewish power in Boston, Massachusetts, especially the media, you know, to be able to perpetrate this.
Yeah, there's rumors that basically even this day that a lot of the Navy contracts are given to the syndicate because of their influence. And that goes back to Operation Underworld when they were talking through Moses Polakoff, Meyer Lansky's lawyer, to Lucky Luciano to control the basically keep the legal crime activity on the docks below, you know, managed well so they could fight the war. And they actually got Luciano to cooperate. But who did they go through? They went through Meyer Lansky, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's rumors I heard that basically the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which is where Albert Anastasia and all those guys were, that they got all the contracts on that point for the Navy. And when the Navy moved that down to the Naval Air Development Center in Pennsylvania, that's the mob moved down with them. And the reason I say that is because close friends of mine dealt with Anna Citron and her mother were here, okay, which is Meyer Lansky's first wife. That's too much of a coincidence that these people are here.
Now, was she the one who died of the stroke or had a stroke?
Anna Citron. Anna Citron was Meyer Lansky's first wife. She was there when they set up the National Crime Syndicate, the movie, you know, the TV series Boardwalk Empire. She was there when they set up the thing. And she had dementia in 2010, and I'm not sure what her fate is at this point, but usually if someone's at the point that they're in a nursing home with dementia, they wouldn't last as long, usually 7 years.
Outside. Yeah. Well, it's like Ariel Sharon, you know. Was the guy that, as you know, was engineering a lot of massacres around the beginning of the century. And Bush came in, he came into power. And then when 9/11 was orchestrated, the Netanyahu group took over. And that stroke that he purportedly suffered, that is Sharon, knocked him right out of commission. So, you know, there's a lot of gray matter in between here as to what actually did happen within the tiny state. You know,
well, I'll give you one. The stuff we talk about, especially with Herbie Burness and the JFK situation, yours truly sent Ariel Sharon directly an email 1 week before he had the stroke. So I hope he had some time to chew on that crud a little bit to see that he thought he's getting away with everything and people were actually wising up real fast what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you know, what a cast of characters, you know, how deep state, how they interplay with each other. You have different factions. The most prominent one, the one that really is the most powerful in this world system, is the Cain seed line. And that's the state of Israel and the Jerusalem connection. But you have their fronts, you have their octopus tentacles. You know, you could talk about the Illuminati till you're blue in the face. And talk about all these Masonic groups and so forth, but they all have a power base at the top of that pyramid, and that is the city of end times is the city of Jerusalem. You know, you remember Roosevelt was able to institute that symbol right on the dollar bill, I mean, right. They told you right then and there what they represented. Communism, mass murder, slaughter. And this is what they represented in Bolshevik Russia.
Right. And it was Jacob Schiff who was the ones who told the, one of the Russian leaders to execute the Anastasia family.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jacob
yep.
Schiff.
Kerensky, the Kerensky regime was overthrown at that point.
Yeah. Right.
So they set up a minority government. Now, that's what I say we're doing now, and I put it on my latest TV program on the one of the shows, anyway, on YouTube, was this Bolshevik revolution in the streets of America now. We have the conflict with the so-called Confederate statues. Again, it's Bolshevism at work. Radical left, financed by the Soros, Schwartz families, and some of the other kinsmen. And now we're going to have Columbus Day coming up. We're going to have a major situational confrontation in New York and other places over Columbus Day. This is the new civil war in America, Bolshevik style.
Yeah, I agree. And what I was going to say is, you know, we talked about the Blackstone Group basically being a direct evolution of Jacob Schiff and Kunal Loop. And where are they now? They're basically the business advisors for the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
They're the head of the business council. And then I showed on A New Place for Corruption, I showed that they had Jim Nevels as the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank for the Philadelphia chapter. There's 12 chapters yep. of the Fed Bank, and he was in charge of that. Now he's the chairman of the board of Hershey Foundation, which is very has been very rich. I'm not sure how rich it'll be after the time he's done with it.
Incredible. And you mentioned Trump and, you know, the hoopla now with Trump's in, you know, others are observing whether Trump will have that impact on the Fed, and he's going to appoint a governor, a head of the Fed that's going to manage to do what he and the anti-globalist, anti-New World Order folk, anti-Wall Street folk want. And, of course, who's he looking at? We're looking at Mr. Cohen, you know, from Goldman right. Sachs. So Janet Yellen may say goodbye in February or March, but guess what? It'll be one of her brothers that'll take over. Guaranteed.
Right, right. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
You got it. You got it. No, I mean, it is a charade. So we right. know that it's a lie, and, you know, a lot of American people, commentators now, getting to the point where with these wars and threats of wars, you know, that they're saying, wait a minute, you know, we just don't have the resources anymore to fight all these wars. And here we are talking about a universal health coverage that obviously Bernie Sanders and one of my great senators from Rhode Island, the leading genius, Senator Walthouse, Whitehouse, they call him something else, Outhouse, but you know what I mean, are agreeing on. Two hardcore Marxist Democrats are supporting universal health care coverage, a single payer system, and that's where it is headed. So much for
right.
the Republican opposition.
And me being self-employed along with my wife, we've seen how this works, that basically if you're self-employed, you get catastrophic insurance for a Cadillac price. Okay, so you can't virtually it's almost $1,000 a month per person, and you get a $12,000 a year deductible per person.
Right. Yes.
Right. Right. So it's, and people, the medical community saying that the deductibles are so high that people aren't getting the proper care because they can't afford it after they're afraid of the, you know, what it will cost them. So much for how Obamacare is really working. I mean, it's great for the people who are subsidized, okay, but the people who are actually working, you know, it's not helping them too much. It's actually harming them.
The middle class, what's left of middle class America, is being taxed out of existence. That is by design, and we told you about it. You knew about it, many of you, and it happened many moons ago, my friend. So let us understand that. This is
right.
not an accident. As I said, it's an avalanche. So when you
right.
get to the bottom of the ground, that's it. The snowfall hits, and you're buried. You're buried, and you can't get out. There is no way, Art, that I can see of this country turning around economically or financially with the current, you know, system that's in control worldwide, that they set up a global fiat currency system that's not even currency. And as we know now, it's just all absolute cards, a house of cards that must collapse and can be brought down whenever they so choose, with any kind of cyber attack or flip of the hat, or decide to just wreck the whole pension fund system. All of them now are tied up internationally.
And it is starting to happen. You know, Venezuela doesn't recognize American dollar. China basically says we're trading oil and gold and the Chinese currency. Russia's doing the same thing. So, I mean, all this just happened very recently. You're talking about, like, less than 12 or 15 months for all this, and most of it's, like, within the last 2 or 3 months. Give us another 2 or 3 years and see how it really plays out at that point. So, this, you know, their world reserve currency looks like it's ready to cave in on them. You know, they created a Ponzi scheme, and, you know, they're going to suffer the same fate as Wall Street frauder. I was going to say Bernie Madoff. I think that's what it was, yes.
Yeah, well, he was one of them, yes, that's right.
Right. Right, Madoff. They're doing the same thing.
Sure.
All right, so,
sure,
all right,
it
so,
is the same thing.
All right, so what it means is people, you know, if you're basically investing on Wall Street, you're going to do well for a while. Here's the reason why, is the federal banks, the central banks, not just the U.S. federal bank, but the Swiss banks, the Japanese banks, have a lot of junk assets on their books. To basically get those junk assets off their books, what they're doing is printing money and then basically using that money to buy, first-class stock investments. And once they're done with that, then they're going to raise the interest rates. And once they raise the interest rates, the whole Ponzi scheme starts caving in on itself. So I would say most people were saying, you know, it's going to happen this month, next month. I think it's about 3 years away, but I think it's going to happen. That's all I said.
Yeah, absolutely. Sooner or later, yeah, right. It could happen right now. It could happen anytime. Take a call. Let's see. I believe it's Kathy in Missouri again. Is that Kathy? Come on up.
I just wanted to mention that I met someone this week with Make America Great Again hat on. All right, very pro-Trump. I do not support Obamacare. But he had a $12,000 knee operation done. It would have been $12,000 out of pocket for him working full-time prior to Obamacare. He wasn't able to afford that. So it's not about the working people. And whenever I hear anyone on RBN say that, I say, God, these people are ignorant. Okay, if you're in the trenches, not a baby boomer sitting pretty, people that are younger understand this. That's why I connect with 30-somethings and 20-somethings, okay? We're hobbling around with broken bones, can't afford to get them fixed before Obamacare, and we're working full-time. And then when we can finally get access, then we're called bums and degenerates and parasites by the ignorant affluent. Okay? So you have it wrong, and I just wanted to make that point again. And I thank you for taking my call.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Aren't any rebuttal?
Yes. One-third of all hospital care, health care, is going towards lawyers and litigation, okay? So if you want to know where all the money's going, 30% of every dollar you put in health care is going to a lawyer for a lawsuit, okay? So if you really want to solve that part of it and get health care down, you need to have probably catastrophic health insurance plans that maybe are run by the states. With respect to what she's saying, she's got some valid points, but at the same time, in my case, for instance, hey, we had to shell out $25,000 to pay back. You know, my wife tried to say, hey, I need to get Obamacare to qualify, and I said, all right, cost me $25,000 for that stupid mistake to go that route. So, I hope she enjoys the care, but, you know, here it is. Other people are getting basically catastrophic insurance at a Cadillac price. So, it's nice that you get somebody else to pay for it, but, you know, somewhere along the line, when you rob Peter to pay Paul, Paul's going to want to be paid back.
Well, and that's just it, is that when you equalize everything and you have a universal system, you have a government that will be making decisions, and with your tax dollars, no matter what you say, it is the most evil, the most vile socialistic form that you can have. And it's not medical care or health care. It's what I would call mediocrity at its very best, but it's also decision-making given over to the federal government, because you can no longer have what they would like to have, you believe, is local control, local block grants, pay for it, and then you and your state governments will make those decisions. Do you think that would be just exactly what we'll get, even if it were. The state is no better than the federal government when it comes to hard, cold facts and making choices that can affect the very, you know, basic health care of a person, true health care. They're not treating health. They're not treating disease. What they're doing is treating symptoms, and they're lining their pockets. And not the insurance companies alone or the doctors. It's the whole medical, pharmaceutical system that is not even being addressed, you see? That's the issue.
And it's Obamacare is not Obamacare. It's a tax. Okay? It was ruled as a tax. And anybody who has any commercial real estate in this country is going to pay that tax, roughly at 3% of every sale of every commercial real estate in this country, to pay for it.
And hence the Trump opposition, economic.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, David in San Francisco. Hello, you're on.
Hi. I was kind of more interested in the idea that the med schools are being tricked into taking fewer admissions per capita.
Right.
Oh, I hear the music coming up. Can I hold over?
We'll just hold you over quickly, and then I may not have time for the video and audio, but I do want to just make mention of today, September 23rd, and some interesting thing happening in the galaxy. All right, we'll come back. David, my caller, and Art from Philly.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Hey,
Hey, all right, folks, not much time. I did want to mention that if you want to see a good quick video in 5 minutes on YouTube, go to Parable of the Vineyard channel, and it's the Revelation 12 sign of the heavens. That is the signs in the heavens above us. Tonight, you will, in most places where you have clear skies, you'll be able to see the Virgo, the Virgin Mary. You'll see the constellation of the stars and the sun and the moon lined up perfectly with the 12 stars, and that would be an indication of the 12 tribes of Israel over America and a sign in the heavens that you should pay close attention to. Grab that video, Revelation 12, and go to Parable of the Vineyard on YouTube. Okay, all right, we have our caller now from San Francisco, Dave. Okay, continue, please.
Well, thanks, Rick. Yeah, I tell you, I sure liked your little intro there with the Morlock, because it really comes up to this whole issue that probably in the early 80s, possibly the late 70s, the HMOs were tricking the universities into taking fewer and fewer admissions so that they could create artificial supply and demand of doctors. And the baby boom, you know, there was, I'm going to guess, there were like 3 doctors for every 100,000 people. Well, they were trying to bring it down to 1.5 doctors for every 100,000 people.
Yeah,
and
I
so
remember.
They could then, yeah, they, and it was a big deal that not only were they kicking out the true healers, you know, there are people that are born to be doctors. They have a healing sense. And there are money grubbers who got into medical school, and they were going out of their way to make sure the money grubbers got advanced and the healers didn't. So we're really in a bigger picture there.
Right, right. So what's the bottom line here that you want to make quickly?
Well, that was that Morlock thing. That's how I'd associate it. I guess one last catchphrase was that these HMOs are practicing medicine without a license. They're saying that we can't be healed before we get money. You know, that they're creating supply and demand medicine instead of honest healing. And you remember Edgar Allan Poe had a famous old story, The Mask of the Red Death, about crazy king that thought that he could outlive an epidemic by having a party, and the Mask of the Red Death comes showing up at his party.
That was Vincent Price that played in one of those more notorious roles. Yes. Okay, we got to run. Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know if we have time, but Rob in Illinois will bring you up quickly. Hello, Rob.
Good afternoon, fellas. Trying to make this real quick. Regarding ACA Obamacare, you know, before Obamacare, the insurance company's profit per year was like $7 billion. After Obamacare, it raised like $15 billion their profit. They also got to know that Obama went to Congress to fund Obamacare. Congress said, hey, we can't fund this. It's unconstitutional. We can't fund that. We can't give you money. So they went to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and stole money out of there. It's over $300 billion dollars they've stolen out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they can find all that information at WorldNet Daily. Also, they got if people really want to get outraged, they can just know that all the synthetic migration where they're taking people out of the Middle East and Sahara Africa, that they automatically get lifetime Social Security insurance, health benefits for life. So you really want to get outraged? There's your points to get outraged.
I understand. Beautifully summed up, Ron. Thank you. The Republicans had their chance, and they blew it in the first place. Okay, Art, NoPlaceForCorruption.com, the final word?
Let's keep our prayers for the people who suffer from the hurricanes in Florida and Texas. And if you can contribute to RBN, they need your help.
Thank you very well, very much, and hopefully talk again. Okay, thank you, Art. Goodbye now. Folks, take care. Rick Adams, so long, and Yahweh bless Israel.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app.
a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.